Every morning, 10:30 sharp, the PA system at Eastside Elementary switches on. And when that whistle blows, the kids know what to do. They file out of their home classrooms, they head for their explorer groups, and Principal Pat Cox is watching.
Whoa, boys, hallway procedures, please.
And this is how the eight-step process works. Every 3 weeks, students take a short quiz, 4 questions long, on a subject they've been working on in class. Teachers use the quiz results to sort the students into 3 different explorer groups. Kids who've mastered the subject leave their home classroom for 30 minutes a day to work ahead with another teacher. Kids who are behind work with yet another teacher to catch up.
I don't see your wonderful eyes on me.
And in this classroom, second grade teacher Susie Miller is working with a third type of explorer group, kids who fall somewhere in between. This week's concept, fractions.
Did they get more cookies when there was only 6 people?
No!
So they're still working on that. These 30-minute explorer groups are a key part of the 8-step process. See, the quizzes that sorted students into their groups are written to match up with a state standard, the same standards behind statewide tests. Anderson School's curriculum director Janet Burrows says that allows teachers to know, in intimate detail, how well their kids are doing before they take the I-step.
Gone is the day where teachers say we taught it. You know, they just didn't get it. We don't do that. And the 8-step gives us the structure in which we can follow up with children during that success period and fill in gaps, reteach.
The 8-step process also gives teachers the opportunity to work together.
They were kind of starting to get it a little bit.
Eastside second grade staff meets every week in an empty classroom. And this week, they're trying to figure out how to convey that pesky concept of fractions.
The one that's simple.
With food.
With food. Yeah. And food is going to be a big thing, I think.
The idea of the 8-step process originated in Texas, but in Indiana, it's been used in schools from Warren Township to Muncie and Elwood, and even Marion, which partially credits the 8-step process with pulling its high school off the state's failing list. And in Anderson, teacher Susie Miller says it's not just about staff members giving each other ideas. The group also tries to make sense of quiz results.
What went wrong? Why are they stagnant? And then we start realizing, okay, maybe it's a test-taking skill. Maybe they don't understand the standard. Maybe how I taught in the explore group for 3 weeks wasn't toward that particular standard, what that standard meant.
The process fits in with many of the Indiana Department of Education's policy goals, from holding teachers accountable for students' performance to using test score data to determine what skills need the most work. But former teacher Anthony Cody is skeptical. The California-based educational consultant says a focus on numbers doesn't necessarily help teachers grow.
A lot of professional development has turned into data sessions where teachers pore over spreadsheets to find out where they should focus their energy.
Cody says teachers need to be planning engaging lessons and trying new teaching methods, something you can't learn from data points and test scores. But Eastside Principal Pat Cox says the staff has bought into the 8-step process, and it's turned her teachers into a team.
So often in the past, we taught in isolation. You know, and I had good ideas, but I didn't want to share them with you. I mean, who are you to get my ideas? And now we're all sharing, and, you know, it's making us all better.
How much better? Anderson school officials have high hopes. They think the 8-step can boost the district's test scores by double digits. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Kyle Stokes.